Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining today's discussion. I'm Elizabeth Kerr from Business Forward, and I'll be moderating our conversation today. Currently, all lines are in listen-only mode. We're pleased to welcome Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. She's here today to talk to us about her legislation to create a national family and medical leave insurance program. For those of you who are new to our programming, Business Forward organizes local roundtables, Washington fly-ins, conference calls, webinars, and media trainings for tens of thousands of business leaders from across America. At these briefings, entrepreneurs, investors, small business owners, and executives get the chance to brief policymakers on issues affecting their businesses, how to create jobs, and how Washington can work with businesses to accelerate the economy. More than 450 senior administration officials, members of Congress, governors, and mayors have participated in our programming, and this is all thanks to the support of more than 50 of America's largest and most respected companies. Today's conference call is part of our work with members of Congress. Before we get started, I just need to cover a few housekeeping items. First, this discussion is on the record, and reporters may be on the line. After the call, we will send a recording to all of you along with any resources that we mention on the call. Second, after the Senator's remarks, there will be time for you to ask questions and share your advice, and you can do this in one of two ways. First, you can press 1 at any time on your telephone keypad, and we'll call on you to ask a question live, or you can email your question to us at info@businessfwd.org. We'll fit it in as many questions as possible, and when I call on you, please introduce yourself with your name, business, and where you're calling from. Again, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question at any time, or you can send your question to info@businessfwd.org, and I'll read that aloud for you. So with that, let's get started. Please welcome Senator Gillibrand.
Thank you so much, Liz, and thank you to Business Forward for hosting this call and helping to create a really impressive forum for policymakers and businesses to come together and talk about these very important issues that are facing our country. I want to thank all the businesses that have joined the call today, and I really want to thank you specifically for your interest. I also want to thank you in many instances for your internal workplace policies, which are helping to elevate the important economic aspects of paid leave into the national narrative. All of the businesses on this call invest in their workers, whether through compensation, benefits, education, or other actions. You understand that your business is only as good as the people who work for it. And many of the businesses on this call exist in hyper-competitive industries, whether it's tech or finance or healthcare, where your bottom line success is predicated on the morale and passion of your workforce. You also understand and have the financial capacity to provide paid leave for a new parent and may provide compensation for an employee who's taking care of a dying parent. However, you are the exception to the rule because only 13% of the private sector workforce has access to paid family leave today. In fact, the United States is the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't offer our workers some form of paid leave, and it turns out to be an artificial drag on the economy. Businesses have lost billions to retrain new workers, paying an additional 20% on top of salary to recruit, retrain new workers when someone leaves because of a family or personal medical emergency. Individually, men will lose $284,000 in wages in retirement, and women will lose $324,000 in their lifetime in pay and retirement because of the lack of access to paid leave. That's money that they would obviously be investing in products in the marketplace, buying services, and growing our economy. And because women who return to work after a period of paid leave are 39% less likely to need public assistance, without a national program, there's an unneeded strain on our social safety net that we have to all pay for. Many larger businesses can afford progressive policies because they know it's good for business. These businesses find that when workers are able to devote more time and attention to their home lives, they experience a stronger sense of control, less stress, and are more efficient, engaged, and productive at work. Workers feel greater loyalty and commitment to their organizations and improve their leadership skills. But we also need to level the playing field for the small or medium-sized businesses that can't afford to offer these kinds of benefit packages, many of which are your vendors and contractors and directly affect your bottom line. My proposal, called the Family Act, is modeled after successful state programs in California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, and soon to be New York. Basically, for the cost of a cup of coffee a week, it would establish an earned benefit program, a basic social insurance plan, that would provide up to 12 weeks of 66% of wage replacement in the event of a serious personal family medical emergency. Based on the experience of businesses in states that have paid family medical leave programs in place, an overwhelming majority of businesses report the paid leave had a positive or not a negative effect on productivity, 89% on profitability, 91% on turnover, 93% and on morale, 99%. Large businesses experience cost savings on their benefits when participating in the state programs, and small businesses have access to benefit programs that they would not normally be able to afford. We've had the pleasure of working with a number of the groups of businesses, advocates, and large and small companies on the call today, including YouTube, Patagonia, and the EXO Group on writing this policy. I look forward to working with more of you on this policy, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Great, Senator. Thank you. Folks, as a reminder, just press 1 on your telephone keypad and we'll enter you into the queue to ask a question, or you can email that question to us at info@businessfwd.org. To start things out, we have a lot of folks in our network who are entrepreneurs and or single proprietors and work in the gig economy, and we received a number of email questions kind of asking specifically about how the Family Act will affect the gig economy and kind of fall into along with identifying future economic trends and how they'll work within the new economy and those emerging businesses. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yep. So I think this is the kind of policy that would fundamentally affect the gig economy positively. Freelancers and independent contractors play an outsized role in the new mobile gig economy. However, self-employed workers choosing to engage in flexible work may also encounter unforeseen work disruptions and other hardships without actually having any protections or benefits that would be provided through full-time employment. The reason why this paid leave bill works is because you're going to buy into this system, as is your employer, no matter who you work for, no matter if it's full-time, part-time, large company, small company. And so you're going to be putting in 0.2% of your salary, regardless of what your salary is or wherever it's earned, into this fund. So you will have your own social insurance account that is portable. It goes with you no matter where you go, and you'll be buying into it your whole life. So that's why it works for the gig economy so well.
Thank you. We have another question from Ernest Hunt in Salinas, California, and he's asking, California already has a paid family leave program. How does the national program work with California and other states in similar situations?
So if you already have a paid leave program, this federal benefit would complement the existing state program by creating a national floor for benefits and a ceiling for contributions by employers and employees. So let's say you're already paying in $1.50 in New York for your paid leave program. Well, then you'd only pay an additional 50 cents, and your employer would only pay in an additional 50 cents. And so you'd have $2 going into your paid leave account, which means you'd get 66% of your wages with a $5,000 a month cap. So it just enhances what's already being done on the state level.
And then
if you're a business that wants to offer 100% of income, then you just then would offer it on top of that. So like a business would only have to pay a very small amount. I mean, if you're starting from scratch and you have no paid leave, you're going to pay $2 a week per employee. So that's $108 a year per employee. That's a very small amount of money for each employee to know they can have their salary paid for 3 months when they're out, and you could then use their wages to pay for a replacement worker. So it saves you a lot of money. And if your state's already covered it, you just can cover whatever you want on top of that.
Oh, great. We have a live question now from Kristen Anderson. Kristen, your line should be open. Go ahead and introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and as an entrepreneur, what are your takes on the Family Leave Act? How will that affect any travel businesses like my travel business?
How will it affect a travel business?
It
would be perfect for small businesses, because right now, let's just say you have 4 employees. There's no way you could pay an employee for 3 months and have them not be working. There's no way you could ever afford that. But under this plan, you would only have to invest $108 a year on each employee. And then when that employee had to be out for a sick spouse or their mother's dying or they have a new baby, you will have the social insurance fund already up and running that's going to be managed by, basically it's managed by Social Security, so you don't have to do anything. So they're going to get their paycheck in the mail like they normally would, and you don't have to pay it. You can then use that money to give to a temp worker. And so you can actually do what the big employers do, the successful employers.
Perfect, thanks. We've had a couple questions, a few from Cindy Hallett and others on the call who have emailed us, and they're asking, what's the likelihood that this legislation gets considered this year or in the future, and what can I do to help express my support for it?
Well, you could definitely express your support for it. We're going to have a national letter for businesses to sign to say this would make a big difference for your business. So you could certainly sign that national letter. We also are very hopeful that if Hillary Clinton becomes the next president, this is something she supports. She's campaigning on it. She will help us drive a national narrative to pass it next year. Between now and then, I need to find a Republican. So to the extent you have friends who are Republicans, you could urge them to support paid leave. There's a number of senators who have talked about it. Marco Rubio has his own paid leave plan. It's a tax benefit, but it only rewards the companies that are already doing it. So it's not a complete solution, but it's a great idea, and he obviously cares about it. So we just need to move forward in finding a strong Republican co-sponsor, and then the likelihood of being able to pass it increases markedly. So being heard on this issue, writing op-eds, making sure Republicans in states that are red know that you support it as a business owner, telling the Chamber of Commerce, asking the Chamber of Commerce to support this as a national priority, those are the kinds of things that anybody on this call could do.
Thank you. And we here at Business Forward can help put you in touch with the Senator's office about that letter or help you write an op-ed and place that in your local newspaper. We've got a number of very large companies on this call and also in Business Forward's network, and many of them already offer some of these benefits. There are a couple questions about how would a larger business benefit from this social insurance program since they're already providing this benefit?
They wouldn't have to pay for it anymore. They would save a lot of money. So, like, for example, Facebook decided to help their lowest wage workers, contractors specifically, by just saying, we're going to give you a lump sum payment of $4,000 a month, because they didn't have a paid leave program for those lower level employees. Well, under this plan, instead of paying $4,000 a month for when someone takes leave, they're just going to have to commit $108 per employee per year, which is much less money. And so a company like that's going to save a lot of money.
Perfect, Senator. I think we have time for one more question from you. Are there any major groups supporting or opposing this legislation that the folks on the call should be aware of and get in touch with?
I'm going to let Keith answer that question because I'm not sure who opposes us right now. Go ahead, Keith.
We've worked with a number of business groups like the American Sustainable Business Council and the Main Street Alliance. We work with some larger businesses like Morgan Stanley, Vice Media, Patagonia.
No, but they support it. Who opposes this?
Opposing it? We haven't really directly gone with people who oppose it. Some people have raised concerns about administration and about cost, but most people feel that they, from an economies of scale, or whether just a straight social insurance network is going to provide the benefits that they can't provide. And so they're expressed interest in it, but not opposition.
Right. So right now we have no real opposition, but not supporting it is the same as opposition. So we really want to build a broader network of support, and we need Republican leadership.
Thanks for that. Could you say a few words just about maybe some things business leaders can do, why this policy is important to the their employees?
Well,
just a little bit more about
this
that.
This policy is so important to your employees because every employee you have is going to have a life event. They're going to have a mother who is dying. They're going to have a spouse who is ill. They're going to have a sick child. And they're going to have new babies, and that's just life. And so we just have to make a decision as a society whether we care about one another, whether we actually want to put in place policies that protect families, that make sure our employees are happy and healthy and thriving. And the business case is in. I mean, California proved it. 90% of businesses said it had no negative impact or a positive impact on their bottom line. So it's not going to cost you money. It's going to increase morale. It's going to increase efficiencies, increase loyalty, and your workforce is going to thrive because of it. So I think it's one of the best business decisions a company can make. Your employees need it, and you want them to be happy and healthy. And if you don't offer it, because of a number of reasons, many of your employees will have to use public assistance, especially your lowest paid employees. And so we're just burdening the taxpayer and everybody else because we don't have good workplace policies. And so to level that playing field and take the burden off companies, the way to do it is have a national insurance plan, and that's what this is.
Perfect. Thank you. If you have time for one more question, we had one more emailed. And if not, Keith, maybe you can help us out. What is a serious health condition under the Family Act? How does someone know that they can use this program to go on leave?
It's the same requirement that's in the unpaid leave policy that's on the books today, so that doesn't change. But for example, if it's an illness of your own, let's say you had open heart surgery and your doctor says you need to recover for 2 months, that would be an example. If your mother is dying of cancer and you want to be by her side, that is another example. If you have a new infant, that's another example.
Great, thank you. And so How much paid time off does the Family Act guarantee?
You get 3 months' salary at 66% of your wages with a cap of $4,000 a month. It's 0.2% that you buy into, which is on average in New York State is $2 a week.
Got it. Thank you. And then we had one more question. Once this is hopefully this legislation is signed into law, how long will it take for it to be implemented?
Ideally, if it's signed into law, it's implemented that year, and people start buying in right away.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, I think that's all the questions that we have now. Senator, do you have any remarks before we close out the call?
No, just thank you all for being part of this call. I do think leadership from the business community will make the difference in making this a national policy.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, that is all the time we have for today. If we didn't get to your question or you didn't get a chance to ask it, please email us at info@businessfwd.org, and we will help you get an answer. And if you'd be interested in signing the senator's letter or writing an op-ed or contacting your member of Congress about that, let us know and respond to the follow-up email that you receive, and Business Forward can help you with that. We hope you'll join us for our next call on Thursday, which is a conversation with Mark McCall from the Department of Energy to talk about loans to develop clean energy technology. After this call, we'll send that an email with a quick link to a survey, and we always want your input to know how we can improve our programs, and we really appreciate any feedback you have. Again, thank you to Senator Gillibrand and to Keith and to everyone who joined the call. Everybody have a great afternoon.